From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Radiation treatments for cancer destroy the ovaries of many women. That leaves them infertile and can bring on early menopause. Doctors are reporting a possible way around this problem in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. They've transplanted pieces of women's ovaries to their forearms. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Doctors at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City have done a strange but potentially useful experiment. It involves two women who were about to lose their ovaries. One needed radiation treatments for cervical cancer, the other had recurring ovarian cysts. To preserve the ovaries, the researchers removed them and cut them into strips a couple of inches long. Then they made a small incision in the women's forearms and inserted the strips under the skin.
Most people are amazed by this.
Dr. Cutluck Octay leads the research team. He says the idea of transplanting glands to the forearm isn't exactly new. Doctors have done it for 25 years with parathyroid glands, which regulate calcium, but nobody has reported using the technique with ovaries. Octay says the procedure could benefit the tens of thousands of women who face infertility and early menopause each year from cancer treatment that destroys ovaries or surgery to remove benign tumors. So Octay says he decided to see if ovary tissue could survive in the arm. The experiment is attracting attention among doctors.
When I usually present this at a scientific meeting, I have a video that I show. I mean, the usual reaction is, "Oh," but then what they think is that this is a very creative approach of doing it. And yes, I did hear that this sounds like a science fiction.
Indeed, a couple of months after the transplants, the women noticed something odd.
9 weeks after the transplant, the patient came to us and said, "I have a bulge in my forearm. I think I might be ovulating." And we found out that she was actually producing her natural hormones and producing eggs every month in this graft.
The researchers used a needle to remove some egg cells from one woman's arm. They tried to fertilize one egg with her husband's sperm so it could be placed in the uterus of a surrogate mother. That attempt failed, but they're going to try again.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to protect what nature has given us.
But Dr. Tommaso Falcone of the Cleveland Clinic says the ability to move ovary tissue around is only half the story. What doctors want to do now is find a way to store ovary tissue for later use.
It's not just a question of moving it from one area to the other. I think it's a question of trying to figure out how we can freeze it. The freezing part, I think, is important.
Freezing ovaries would allow a woman to complete a course of cancer chemotherapy that could destroy ovaries left in place. Then doctors could thaw the stored ovary tissue and transplant it back. A couple of years ago, Octay reported partial success with freezing ovary tissue and transplanting it back. He plans to repeat the experiment soon with a number of cancer patients whose ovary tissue has already been frozen. If it works, the implications could be enormous. Falcone envisions healthy women in their 20s asking doctors to remove an ovary and store it in the freezer until they're ready to bear children.
So you're taking something which is very much focused on cancer and cancer patients, and you can expand this to expand a woman's reproductive life cycle.
The possibility of ovary manipulation for convenience sake will undoubtedly stimulate debate. But the demonstration that ovaries can be sliced up and easily retransplanted suggests that prospect is not far-fetched. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.